760, verse 1. Apostle John recorded the following in the 13th chapter, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. It was a popular song back in the 1980s called The Power of Love. I'm not recommending it, but I did find some words interesting. I'm heading for something, somewhere I've never been. Sometimes I am frightened, but I'm ready to learn of the power of love. As we journey down the road to Calvary with our dear Lord Jesus, these words can have special meaning for us. Jesus did know what was coming. But the disciples did not. Even though Jesus told them, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise the third day. But they did not understand this saying, and were afraid to ask him. Their confusion revealed itself as the days went on. Peter even rebuked Jesus for suggesting that he would die at the hand of the Jews. And finally, the disciples ran away from him. But at this point, they still followed Jesus, but it was in bewilderment. Listen to Thomas. Let us also go that we may die with him. So to use the word of that song, they were heading for something, somewhere that they had never been. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. So we see Jesus' determination to do what he had been sent to do. Then came Gethsemane. And we see the disciples filled with sorrow and then fear. And when the soldiers came to arrest him, as I said, they all forsook him and fled. They were heading for something, somewhere they had never been, and it frightened them. You see, they had not yet learned the power of love. There will probably be times in your journey through this world, journey with Jesus, that you will be confused. Like the disciples, you may think, I'm heading for something, somewhere I've never been. Sometimes I'm frightened. But God grant that you will then be able to say, but I'm ready to learn of the power of love. The power of Jesus' love. It was his love for us sinners which filled him with that determination. Truly, he was heading for something, somewhere, that he had never been before. At the end of the journey, there awaited an immeasurable load of sin and guilt. He had never experienced that before. After all, he is the holy and righteous God. In heaven, there is no stain of sin or guilt. And even throughout his earthly life, Jesus never confronted with temptation, never gave in, never sinned. He remained holy and righteous. So being laden with sin and guilt, which was very real for him, that was something that he had never experienced before, somewhere he had never been. And so we hear him in Gethsemane saying, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death." And on the cross we hear his anguish cry to God, "Oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Behold, here is the power of love. His love for his Father made him willing to do whatever it took to carry out his Father's will, to take upon himself all of the evil that has been committed in this world. His love for us moved him to endure the anguish of hell for our sakes. The power of love. As our text says, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And we could say us instead of them. Even to this day and in this place, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God are the driving forces behind everything that God does. How often throughout this world, and perhaps it's happening somewhere right now, but when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So even so, we, along with all Christians on earth, journey with Christ on the Via Dolorosa, that is the way of sorrows. At times the song will fit the journey. We're heading for something. Somewhere we've never been. Sometimes we're frightened. But we're ready to learn of the power of love. Truly it is the power of love, our Savior's love, that enables us to say in those situations, "Oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And then we will be able to take up that cup of suffering and drink it to the bottom, knowing that it comes from his love and will turn out for our good and his glory. So with a slight alteration of the lyrics, we're heading for heaven, where we will be with Christ. But we are not frightened, because we have learned to know the power of love. Hymn 723, verse 1 and verse 4.
I'll sing on, And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. And from death I'm free, I'll sing His love for through eternity. I'll sing on, I'll sing on, and through eternity I'll sing on.